Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Vayeschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments. We heard them first back in Parshas Yisro, and Moshe repeats them now as part of his last speech to Bnei Yisrael before he passes away. And now when Moshe says and repeats the Aseres Hadibros, there are a number of things that he says differently this time as opposed to what he said back in Yisro. For example, here in our Parsha, unlike in Parshas Yisro, Moshe says, observe the Shabbos, ka'asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, as Hashem commanded you. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us here that Moshe is reminding Bnei Yisrael that they must observe the Shabbos as Hashem commanded you, even before the Torah was given. Remember, from Sefer Shmos in Perek Tesvav, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, before Bnei Yisrael even got to Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael camped in a place called Mara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis tells us, and Rashi on that pasuk in Shmos quotes that Gemara, that Bnei Yisrael received a few mitzvos in Mara, even before Har Sinai. One of those mitzvos was Kibud Av V'Em, which we'll talk about in a minute, God willing, and one of those mitzvos was Shabbos. Excuse me. So Moshe in our Parsha is saying, you must keep Shabbos kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, as Hashem commanded you in Mara. And we can ask a few questions. First of all, why does Moshe choose to say that here and not back in Yisro? And really, we could ask a more general question. Why does it matter where the mitzvah of Shabbos was given? And we can ask a few more questions. In a few psukim in Perakei Pasuk Tesvav, when Moshe tells us of the mitzvah of honoring our parents, again Moshe says, honor your father and your mother, ka'asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. And again Rashi says, as just mentioned, that this mitzvah too was given at Mara as well. So we can ask the same questions. Why does Moshe choose to say that here and not in Yisro? And why does it matter where the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em was given? And why with just these two mitzvos does Moshe say Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha and not with any of the other dibros? Again, excuse me. In yesterday's FMT, I quoted the Ksav Sofer, and in today's FMT, I'd like to quote him again. Again, the Ksav Sofer is Rav Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, who died in 1871, the son of the Chasm Sofer, and again, this is found on our Pasuk in the Ksav Sofer Al HaTorah. It would be incorrect, but it would be easy to look at Shabbos not as a mitzvah, but as a human need. No one can work without stopping. Every single human needs to take a break. Everyone needs a rest. So Shabbos can easily, by accident, be viewed not as a mitzvah, not as a covenant between us and Hashem, not as a spiritual day, but as a necessary human need. And the same is true about Kibud Av V'Em. It would be incorrect, but it would be easy to look at honoring our parents as a very basic human thing. They did nice things for me, so I must return the favor to them. It's not a mitzvah. It's a basic human thing to do. But of course, that is not what Shabbos is about, and that is not what Kibud Av V'Em is about. Shabbos is resting from work so we can connect to Hashem, to refrain from creative work, so we can remember and refocus who the real Creator is. It's a day to stop thinking about Parnassa and remember that Hashem is the real source of our Parnassa and security and welfare. And we honor our parents because Hashem told us to, period. Yes, we have tremendous hakaras hatov for them, but that's something else. We honor them, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. We honor them because Hashem told us to. Now, when Shabbos and Kibud Av V'Em were commanded first, Bnei Yisrael were in Mara. They just crossed the Yamsuf. They saw miracles. And in the very next perek, they started receiving the man. They were protected by Hashem in every way. Everything was provided for them by Hashem, not their parents. The way they received these mitzvos, there was no way that they would misunderstand what Shabbos was or what Kibud Av V'Em was. They didn't work for 6 days. They didn't need to protect themselves in the desert. They didn't need to provide for their families. Parents didn't even need to buy clothing for their children or food or anything. Everything came from Hashem. So Bnei Yisrael then fully understood, all of them fully understood that Shabbos wasn't just a day of rest that humans need. And they all then fully understood that honoring our parents is not only an obligation because they did nice things for us. At that time and at that place, B'nai Israel fully understood the spiritual side of Shabbos and the spiritual obligation of honoring parents. And that is what Moshe is now saying in Vayeschanan in our Parsha. Keep Shabbos. Kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Honor your parents. Kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Do these mitzvos today and always, as you were commanded back in Mara, not the way you might mistakenly think today, not the way you might mistakenly think as you enter into Eretz Yisrael, but keep Shabbos and keep Kibud Av V'Em as the way they were meant to be kept as you received them and understood them in Mara. Have an amazing day, everyone.